meetings. Each gathering includes public comment at 9 p.m. time certain. Please arrive early if you'd like to sign up for public comment. If you can't make the board meeting but want to share comments or get involved, our board is reachable via email through lsb@kpft.org. This is 90.1 KPFT Houston.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the lesbi, gay, and transgender community. This is Queer Voices.
Good evening, this is Jack Valensky.
And Jennifer Renee.
Glenn Holt.
Brian Lavinka.
Summer Iman.
And Jonathan Kraft.
Tonight in our second hour, we have Lestopia Radio. But first, the 26th National Conference on LGBT Equality, Creating Change. It will be held in Houston at the end of January. This is a national event offering skills training workshops and a lot of networking opportunities. We will discuss plans for the event with some of the organizers. Then we have News Wrap and the feature segments from This Way Out. And at 10 o'clock, it's Lestopia Radio. Topics this month include an interview with the internationally known band Girl in a Coma, and Nancy Ford will discuss A Very Judy Christmas. Summer has an announcement for us.
Yes, the Houston Public Library invites the community to its Speak Out event, focusing on the unique experiences within the GLBT community that can be expressed through spoken word poetry. A reception will be followed by presentations from the local performers, Ty West, Scott Chalupa, and Rama Kumayama. The program will include audience participation. The event will take place this Saturday, December 14th, from noon to 5 p.m. at Clayton Library, and that is at 5300 Caroline. And so the event is open to the public. Please go to HoustonLibrary.org to find out more information.
And we would have loved to do an interview on this if we had known a little bit earlier. In fact, Summer actually knew before the press release came out. So we're going to try to be a little bit more proactive on this. Another thing I saw which was interesting, there is a documentary out called Bridegroom about gay men's struggle to obtain relational rights after their partners died. And the interesting thing about this is that this documentary is going to be distributed through Redbox. And Redbox usually doesn't even do documentaries, let alone something like this. So I have to give them a lot of credit. This documentary is going to be available to all the Redbox 4400 kiosk, which is pretty incredible. And that'll be by December 17th. So you might want to give them, let them know that you appreciate the fact that they're trying to serve our community. You're listening to Queer Voices.
Oh, Santa's gonna come and make you mine this Christmas. Santa's gonna come and make you mine. Santa's gonna come and make you mine this Christmas. Santa's gonna come and make you mine.
Yeah. Santa, if you get this letter, won't you help me out? I know you're kind of busy with your elves right now, and I don't know how.
You do the things you do when I'm asleep on Christmas Eve. Make it mine this Christmas time.
I heard that it's really gonna snow this year, so I hope Rudolph and that mother reindeer get you safely here,
so you can scoop him up and scoop him right down my chimney.
I've been really, really, really good this year, so put on my red suit to make him appear, because Christmas cheer.
Could you stay the same without my baby? Come on, oh, Kris Kringle, send me help. They say it's unrealistic, but I believe in your same thing. So grant this wish for me right quick. Santa, won't you come and make it mine this Christmas
listening to Matt Fischel singing Oh Santa.
This is Queer Voices.
This is Jack Valinsky.
And Jennifer Renee.
The 26th National Conference for LGBT Equality, Creating Change, is coming to Houston, and I know you've we've talked about this before. This is actually a big deal because this is the first time it's ever coming to Houston. It's the first time we have the facilities to host such an event. Creating Change is a premier annual organizing and skill-building event of the community. It's hosted by the National Gay Lesbian Task Force. I have been lucky enough to be at two of them previously. Actually, it's been a while, but one in Dallas and one in Bethesda. And I was just so impressed on how well it's organized. We expect more than 3,500 people to come from all over the country. And what's really neat about this is that this conference, probably more than any other conference in the community, has the most diversity. And NGLTF, which a lot of people don't know who they are, it's the National Gay Lesbian Task Force, they really are the organization that's been around much longer than almost any other organization within the community. They've sort of been overshadowed by HRC, but they do a lot of grassroots events, and especially the conference, which is really pretty incredible. And with us this evening, we have two of the co-chairs, Brian Hovanka, who's part of our staff, and also Augie Augustine. And Augie, I guess you're sort of a little bit new on this, in organizing on this massive scale, and correct me if I'm wrong.
No, this would actually be the first thing of this magnitude that I have been a part of. It's been an amazing experience.
So tell me a little bit about that. Tell me about how it is to see, well, you haven't seen it yet, of course, but how so far of organizing this and working with this to see how this is going.
Well, it started off as we all very excited about it. I mean, Creating Change came here. They had a meeting. It was packed to the hilt. But since then, it's been sometimes weekly meetings. There are additional meetings with your committees that you oversee. But just to watch everyone, there's not been a meeting where we've not had new people show up. There has not been a meeting where someone has not had some type of input on how we can make it better and involve more people and wanting to be involved. So it's been very exciting.
Are you satisfied so far with how it's going?
Oh, yes. Sue, who is...
She'll be joining us shortly.
Yes. She answers questions amazingly well and very fast. Our communication with nationals is almost constant, if not exactly constant. There's never been a point in time where we're waiting, you know, so that's very helpful. They are always delineating to us because we know Houston and we know the area and we know our people. So they're always like, hey, if you guys think that's the way we should go, then we'll go that route.
And Brian, what's your experience been so far?
It's been amazing, and it's brought the community together in ways that I never imagined. There are groups of people that work together that never do. We kind of work in silos, but now we're kind of working together on this massive conference and project.
Have you come across organizations and people you didn't know existed in the community?
I absolutely. There's been a lot of organizations that I didn't even know that have kind of started helping us, and we're working together. And it's amazing how we're kind of cohesively coming together for this conference.
Now, you're both co-chairs. You're volunteers. This is an unpaid position, which we all know a lot about in this community of doing this type of work. And Sue Hyde is also with us, who is actually on the staff of the National Gay Lesbian Task Force, and she has been in charge of creating change for quite a while. So, Sue, how do you think Houston's coming together with this conference?
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'm